Okay, we mentioned the word peckerwood. You ever hear him say that?
Yeah. They were calling peckerwood a hunky. But during the time when
that
they
was went, what blacks would say. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
To watch. Okay.
And look at it, he wanted to make a fight, that was one.
Yeah.
But you know, it got so on the last.
Yeah.
With the black. If a white would call him a nigger or something.
Yeah.
The ones that had a little sense, they'd tell you, you call me a nigger, you know who your brother is.
Oh, I know.
They tell him something like that, you know. And make him mad enough he wanted to fight, you wouldn't pay him no money. Go ahead and buy his business.
Yeah. Well, showed a lot more sense in it than a lot of the folks around here. Do you ever hear the word cracker used? Like, okay. And then there were the type men who lived way back in the woods, or the type people who lived way back in the woods, and they hardly ever got out of town. Was there a place around here that they could do, that they could live like that?
Yeah, I know some people that live like that now. I don't believe they even got no electricity.
They just...
They can go to town, but they go to town about once a month. They live about a mile and a half down this road here. Maybe a little further.
You say they're what? They're...
Well, that's people that...
They call them what?
Uncivilized. You know, they didn't follow when everything S came.
Yeah.
When the world was getting to be civilized, they stayed in a nutshell.
And somebody who lived back in the swamp like that, they'd call him a... or somebody maybe who lived up in the Piney Woods up in North Louisiana. They have names for them?
What the heck is it called? They like to call them hillbillies, though, the ones.
Uh-huh. All right, you know what a Hoosier was? You ever hear that? Okay. But a buckra? You never heard somebody call anybody a buckra? Okay. Or a peck, same thing.
Yeah.
Peck, right? Okay. Somebody was waiting for you to get ready, and you had to go out with him, and he'd call to you, and he'd say, "Will you be ready soon?" And you say, "I'll be with you
in a minute."
Just
a minute.
Okay. When you were going out and you knew you were on the right road to go somewhere, but you weren't sure of the distance, you'd say, you'd ask somebody on the road, you'd say, How
far? Sit and see.
To go in and say to Crowley, you'd say,
How far is that left to go to get to Crowley?
Okay. When you're pointing out something nearby to somebody, you'd say, what? Now?
Right over there.
Look
over there.
Yeah. And somebody want to know how many times you went to Crowley, they'd ask you
how often did you go to Crowley?
Okay. When you wanted to agree with a friend when he was saying something that I'm not going to do that, and you might say, "Well, me."
I ain't going to do it either.
Okay, me.
Me either.
Okay. Blank am I? And you say, "Blank am I? Am I?"
Neither am I.
Now, when you're feeling